This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, April 4th. God's word for you today is pay attention. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and it says, don't destroy yourself by getting drunk, but let the Spirit fill your life. Believe it or not, we are being programmed, trained, 24/7. Check your screen time if you have a phone that does that, and you will be shocked at how many hours you spend on social media. You watch one reel and tell yourself, just one more. You swipe up and watch one more. Then you remember that you need to pray. Let me just watch one more. So you will swipe up, and just keep swiping. Let me tell you what happened to me some time ago. I said to myself, three more reels. So I was counting. One, two. Then I forgot to count the third one. I had watched at least 15 reels before I realized what had happened. If I had remembered, I do not know if I would have stopped. Maybe I probably would have stopped. But by the time I was swiping the third one, I'd forgotten that I said three more. At that point, I put my phone down. The devil is a liar. We blame the devil for everything. The point is this, we are being programmed. I am not necessarily saying there is a large conspiracy or someone behind it, just the fact that culture itself is shaping our minds. That is why we need to pay attention to what God is saying and pay attention to the person of the Holy Spirit. The truth is, if you leave your devotion time more desirous of the Holy Spirit, we would have done our job. If you live hungrier for the voice of God, it will be amazing. What we are saying is this, if we are not clear on God's kind, loving, gentle, but powerful voice, we will be swayed by the culture. It is inevitable. You cannot spend hours and hours on Hollywood or Nollywood and then expect to hear God effortlessly. No, it does not work like that. Even if you do initially, after a while, one voice will be going down. And if you do not pay attention before you know it, you will be wondering, where is the Holy Spirit? He has not left, but you have become callous. You cannot continue to take in junk and expect to live right. You are what you consume. Spiritually, you are what you take in. Emotionally, you are what you take in. Physical, you are what you consume. I saw one of my sons after he got married, and I was shocked at how much weight he had put on. When I asked him what was going on, he said it was not him. He was trying to blame the poor girl. You are the one consuming her food. You cannot be consuming it and expect that nothing will happen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, the cry of my heart is to love you more, to live with the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your ways. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.